Aircheckdownloads.com.
Do you know, it's really weird. Someone said to me the other day, they said, how do you feel at the moment? I said, yeah, I feel fine. It's quite surreal, I suppose, in a way. I've just been, I was talking to my colleagues the other day, and let me just tell you very, very briefly, it's all very boring. I started working at the BBC, at a BBC local radio station on the South Coast, BBC Radio Solent, which is where I'm based, okay? That was October 1988. I know I don't look old enough. I know, I've been told so many times by my blind friends. So I started the BBC back in October 1988. I had no idea what was going to happen. I started out as what used to be called years ago a programme assistant, which was, I mean, to be honest, it was the lowest of the low, but it was fantastic. You learn everything. You worked on all sorts of programmes, making coffee for presenters. You do genuinely do that. Cleaning the desks, putting competitions together, logging and choosing music and all sorts of stuff. And that is what I started doing. And I have been so, so lucky that as the years went by, I was given opportunities to do more and more things. Eventually, the manager, some moons ago, said, I'm going to put you on the air and see what happens. He said, I'm taking a bit of a risk. Anyway, he did. And that's when I met you. And we hit it off, me and you, like a house on fire. No trouble at all. And then, when it came to January of 2000, after the Millennium Bug that basically did very little, they said, go on then, in you go. You can do your thing across the South. Go on, do your worst. And I've been here ever since. And you have been my best friend. You really have. There's nothing, well, maybe one or two little things, you know. There's nothing I haven't told you. There's nothing you haven't told me, because I'm very good at getting things, you know. I sort of wiggle it out one way or the other, you know. There's a way of asking questions, you know. I find all sorts of things. I mean, who else would you tell that you get in the bath with a flask of tea? Hey, I mean, you don't get that on the Today programme, do you? Maybe a good thing. You've told me everything. We have spoken about all sorts of things. But then again, of course, we've had nights we've been very serious when things have happened. There have been times when there have been very, very sad news stories that we've been relating to. But all the time, we've been there together and we have done our thing. We've had quizzes galore. We've cheated. We have... No. We've had quizzes galore. You may have cheated. Just make sure I get this one right. We have stuffed 50 million packets of biscuits. I have drunk 4,000 gallons of tea. That's why there's a water shortage, though they'd actually tell you that. And all in all, it has been fabulous. You've been my best friend, and I thank you for that. And I've also met a few waifs and strays along the way as well. A few that popped in tonight. I can see you sitting out there. I can smell wine.
No.
On someone's breath.
It's not wine.
It's more than wine.
More than wine. Honestly. No, it's definitely wine. And I think it's you, Emily. It smells cheap.
I'm not going to let him get away with that.
Pat's popped in again to
Hello,
see us.
Paul, how are you?
All right, good to see you again.
What a week it's been. What a 23 years it's been.
It's been amazing, hasn't it?
Fantastic.
Because people don't realise I was only 6 months old when I started working here.
And you haven't grown yet.
And,
and the hairline's still the same since then.
And the same romper suit.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with this romper suit. It's very comfortable. But no, loads of lovely people I've met over the years, really have, and some lovely people who are here tonight. And for the, I don't know how many people I've probably spoken to over the years, one way or the other. And regardless of where you are, whether you're some of our newer listeners from the East, you know, Nick left and I said, I'll look after Nick's audience for a while. And you've been so welcoming. I was expecting you to say, get him off. He doesn't speak like us anyway, down there on the South Coast. You've been the most adorable people. And I'm so, so grateful for everything that you've done. I'm very, very grateful for the gifts and the cards that have been coming through, which I'm sure I don't deserve, but I've loved every single minute of it. So if I was to go back to October 1988, would I do it all over again? I think I probably would. In fact, I know I would. So you never know. What goes around comes around. Maybe we'll see each other again one day. down the off licence. You'll be finding me there Thursday afternoons. And of course, now I don't work in the evenings. I can go all sorts of places. Wistdrive apparently is good. I can do bingo, which I learned a couple of years ago in Oxford. I can do everything now. It's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Hey, listen, take care of yourselves. Thank you for everything. Just remember, the bottom line for everything that I've believed in on this programme is just be nice to people. That's all you've got to do. Take care. Lots of love. Be nice to Alex. He'll be with you tomorrow night. Bye-sy bye now.
BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Tyler Dunn. A result is expected soon in the Rutherglen and Hamilton West by-election in South Lanarkshire. Aircheckdownloads.com.